Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. After a five-year break, they'll be rocking again in Oshkosh this summer. Festival organizers just announced the Crossroads 41 Hard Drive Rock Music event scheduled for August 9th at Oshkosh Festival Park. The artist lineup will be announced in just a couple weeks on April 13th. Tickets go on sale April 17th. With Brewers opening day coming up this Thursday, the team and DOT are reminding people about new game day traffic plans. There are a lot of orange barrels around American Family Field. A new website is up with graphics and alternate travel options. See more at brewers.com/traffic. Transportation officials say the goal is to keep all ramps at the Mitchell Interchange open for fans. There will be extra sheriff's deputies assigned to help with traffic getting out. The Brewers will play ball at 1:10 this Thursday against the White Sox. The DNR says more than 2,000 deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease during last hunting season. That's out of almost 17,000 samples statewide. Most positives were seen in the southern farmland zone. New cases turned up in several counties, including the first wild detection in La Crosse County. The DNR says steady testing helps track the disease and protect the state's deer herd. Jesse Vang, one of two people charged in connection to the death of Elijah Vu, filed three motions in Manitowoc County Court yesterday. Vang is asking for some evidence to be excluded, as well as a change of venue for his upcoming trial. Three-year-old Elijah Vu disappeared in February of 2024 and was found dead later that fall. People in the Two Rivers community and beyond spent months searching for the child. Vang and the child's mother, Katrina Bauer, are both facing felony charges, including physical abuse of a child and hiding a corpse. Prosecutors have until April 20th to respond to Vang's requests. A hearing is set for May. Wisconsin has seven names on Forbes' annual list of the world's wealthiest people. Beloit business owner Diane Hendricks ranks highest, with a fortune estimated at more than $22 billion. She co-founded ABC Supply and is also known for her political donations to Republican causes. John Menard Jr., Judy Faulkner, James Cargill II, and three S.C. Johnson family members also made the list. A sign honoring Harry Houdini is being installed in Appleton this year. A historic marker dedicated to the one-time resident has been approved for the south side of Houdini Plaza. The legendary magician and illusionist grew up in Appleton after being born in Hungary. The 100-year anniversary of Houdini's death will be commemorated this Halloween. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new Wisconsin law now spells out what counts as anti-Semitism, but it's drawing mixed reactions. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill late last week, saying it helps clarify hate crime enforcement. Critics, including state representative and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong, argue it could be used to label political views as discrimination and harm academic freedom. Supporters say it doesn't punish speech. It just defines when bias turns into a crime. The daughter of a Wisconsin lawmaker is accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his campaign. Elizabeth Johnson, daughter of State Senator Jesse James of Altoona, is charged with taking $32,000 while serving as his campaign treasurer. Investigators say she made several unauthorized cash withdrawals and later admitted using the money for her business. Johnson has repaid the funds, but now faces four felony charges and could see up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Thousands of people showed up across Wisconsin for No Kings rallies. Over 100 rallies took place Saturday as protesters lined up with posters and signs accusing President Trump of abuse of power and authority overreach. Wisconsin GOP spokesperson Annika Rickard responded by calling Democratic Governor Evers a wannabe king and claimed Republicans have been delivering results for Wisconsinites. And the State Elections Commission says 21 voters are being referred to district attorneys around the state for possibly voting while serving felony sentences. A report out last week says two of those cases ended in convictions, one is pending, and most others are still being reviewed. The agency says it runs the same check after every election, comparing voter and corrections records. The cases make up a tiny fraction of total votes cast in 2025. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a three-game series against the Rays tonight at 5-serve form. The Brewers with a 9-7 win over the White Sox yesterday to complete a three-game sweep of Chicago. They scored 6 runs in the bottom of the 8th, capped off by a 3-run homer from Christian Yelich.
I mean, we just kind of battled all day. We got off to a tough start, got behind early, but, you know, the guys kept talking in the dugout the whole time. Like, let's just get this thing close, give ourselves an opportunity at the end to be in it, keep grinding, and you just kind of kept putting the pressure on with really good at-bats there and kind of just got a mistake pitch and put a good swing on it. And
women's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Columbia Lions today in Wichita in the WBIT tournament. NBA, the Bucks competed but came up short at home to the Clippers, 127-113. Gary Trent Jr. with a season-high 36 points.
You got to go all out. Be the best teammates you can be. Contribute towards winning and go out and fight.
That's the Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get into the low to mid-50s with warmer temperatures the further south you go here today. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with a low of 38. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 53. Wednesday will be colder with a high of only 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.